All right, I decided to create an audio response to this because trying to write this into a text is just going to turn into a 1,000-post dissertation on Twitter. And yes, Twitter, not X, because X is an arbitrary letter that's used in algebraic equations or to describe something that was created by X. Can't do that anymore, but I digress. Anyway, the post started out with, "One of the greatest mistakes in American history was allowing the government to educate our children." Okay, yeah, I agree with that. But my reply was, "One of the greatest mistakes in history was allowing government." And that brought a response of, "Without government, we can answer to the private armies of the rich." And I said, "That is preferable. The government and their agents of authority are the private armies of the rich. The difference is they are protected by unlimited funds, resources, corrupt establishments, and sycophants." To which the reply was, "Our government answers to us, or at least they're supposed to. We make that happen." And there are three questions in the thread that I said I would reply to and give a real answer to. Because the person replying to this thread has actual some civil discourse, can communicate with kindness and not be hostile and argumentative and throw around, you know, slurs and slang and just be an asshole, which is a rarity, so I figured I'd give it some actual attention. Now, whether putting this into audio is a good idea or a bad idea, I don't know. Maybe it'll make me sound like some kind of dumbass, and that's possible. Maybe I am some dumbass. Maybe we're all dumbasses with bad opinions. I don't know. Anyway, I can really answer all of the questions at the same time by giving one response, and that's basically just my general viewpoint on generally everything government-related, and that is that I don't personally believe that I have any moral justification to take any of my beliefs and any of my ideologies and impose them on anyone else through the use of force, coercion, the threat of violence. And that, to me, is what government is, because anything that government does is done either with or without your consent is still carried out through authority with coercion, force, and the threat of violence, and you get either, you know, a cage or fines or death for noncompliance. And in my opinion, since you can't opt out of that, it doesn't matter if you move to another country or anything like that. You shouldn't be forced to leave your culture because you don't agree with the tyrants that run it, okay? That's first of all there. Anyway, the point is that living in that kind of a society is, there's really no other word than servitude, which is just a politically correct way of saying slavery. But I will, I guess, provide my direct opinions or answers to the questions, even though I think that is satisfactory. And the first question would be, why do you think the rich would treat us better without that veneer? Well, I don't think they would. I think they'd probably treat us worse. The difference is that you could respond in kind without threat of being put in a cage or killed by some sociopathic or psychopathic ruling class that has authority over you, regardless of what you do. You can say you're being judged by your peers. Well, you would be anyway with or without that system, because if you did something completely stupid, your peers around you would probably make that very well known. Now, the peers that we have in a jury system, in the court system, is extraordinarily corrupt and skewed and biased, and I wouldn't trust it at all, because I've seen it work in person to people I know directly, and it is bullshit. The next question is, do you think private armies / warlords would be better? Well, no. I mean, not better. Different, yes. If it came to a private army and a warlord, you could also generate your own private army and your own warlord, if you want to call it that, to oppose that tyrannical, oppressive regime of assholes. And again, the consequences would be whatever the outcome was, not you got some Big Brother scenario breathing down your neck saying you can't do anything about it except use the provided channels that we've given you, which are effectively just suggestion boxes that lead directly to the furnace. So yeah, in some ways is it better? In some ways worse? Yeah, but I would rather be able to make the decision for myself and suffer my own responsibility for it than have to deal with the bureaucratic nightmare known as government. Now, what rights would you have without the government protect them? Well, you're born with all of them. You have all of the rights. Until you either A, give them up, or B, someone takes them and you don't fight back. And by fight back, I don't mean use those predefined, predetermined channels of avenue that they give you. You know, the system that's inherently corrupt from its conception. To try and oppose the tyrannical shit that's being put on you, which is exactly what they want you to do because they know they can continue to incrementally screw you, and that's exactly what happens over many centuries. And I'll add to this statement by saying that all nation states in all of history have failed for one of three reasons. One, disaster. Two, conquest. And three, from within, because they always, always end up this way, and they can't go backwards. You cannot vote your way out of a tyranny. I hope for now that is adequate. Intriguing to see what your response will be. Thanks, man. Thanks for waiting for me while I've been feeling like crap.